Good evening, everybody. This week's parasha, Vayiyu Chayei Sora, Meir Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayei Sora. Rashi later on says that the reason why the Ptira of Sora is mentioned right next to the Akedah, because when Sora Imenu heard the news of the Akedah that her son was brought for Shechita and he was almost Geshoftim, the Shama left her and she was Niftara. The first man asked Kakasha, why was she Niftara? She was a Bavas Nevuah. She was in a very, very high Madrega. And if this was the Ratzon Hashem, so why should that be something that alarms her? She was on a greater Madrega in Nevuah than Avraham Avinu. So why was it that her Neshama left her? So the Imri Emazek, the Tavi B'Kodesh Lebracha, answers that Sarah thought that this is not a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch. If it would be a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch, who then good? But she thought, mistakenly, that this was not a tzivu from Hashem. Why? Because the Gemara says in the Sefer Sanhedrin, that Peitesa Midday, quotes a pasuk, Ki bo yasa Hashem alikim dovor, ki im ki lo soide al avod of anaviyah. Hashem does not do anything unless he reveals what he's doing to the avod of the Neviyah. And the Gemara says over there that if one Navi receives the idea that Hashem is doing it, all the Nevi'im find out about it. Except the special message is given to one Navi, but everybody else also hears about it. And since Sari Imenu was not notified about the Akedah, she thought that if this was indeed a Tzivi Hashem, she would have known about it. And if she didn't know about it, then it wasn't a Tzivi from Hashem. Maybe it came from the Sot, maybe it came from the Sitra Achra, from other sources. The Mela, her Neshama left it. So now the question is, why Taki didn't she know about it? Why Taki didn't Hashem reveal it to her? And that's Emre Emma said, because since it wasn't an Emma's Zikitsivu, it was only an Isoyin the Alma, it wasn't told to Sarah. The Pasuk says, well, Yasa Hashem. If Hashem Lamaisa does something, or something actually will be done, so then it says Gala to a Navi. But this wasn't actually done. It was in the same Baalma. And Hashem never meant for it to actually happen. The Meili was not in the Megalah Tzisara. Agas, he'd like to mention that the Chacham Sofer said about his mother, after she was Niftara, he says there was not a Dover Godel or a Dover Kotan that Hashem did in this world without letting his mother know first. That's a half of a fellow to his statement for one to say about his mother. But here, Sari Meinu, it wasn't revealed to her. So she thought it wasn't emesdik from HaKadosh Baruch. The real reason why it wasn't revealed to her is because it was only in a sign. It wasn't actuality. The Sefer Eitzus HaTorah brings down another reason why it was not revealed to Sarah. He brings from the Sefer Avnei Shai on another different thing. If Sari Meinu would have known that Avraham Avinu has an Asayan, if she would have found out about it, without a doubt, she would have encouraged him, she would have given him a chizuk, she would have helped him to measure up to the situation. So it would come out that his Asayan would not only be to listen to Hashem, but he also would be mekayim to listen to the Koil of Sarah, because Hashem had already told him. But he sent away Yishmael, call Shataim Elach Sarah Asay. So he was commanded to listen to the Nevuah of Sarah. If that would be the case, then the sign of the Akedah would change completely. Hashem wanted Avram to listen to his voice, not to anybody else's voice. But with Sarah Imenu know about it, she would tell him to do it. Then he'd also be listening to Sarah. That was not the TV of Hashem. Furthermore, if Sarah Imenu would be giving Avram Avinu Chizuk, that would lessen the Nisayan. The Akedah is the greatest singular schus that Klal Yisrael has throughout its history. The fact that Avraham Avinu had to face it alone, it magnifies the schus. But if Sarah Imenu would have known about it, and she would have given him the chizuk, then the sign would not be as great, and the middle of the schus would not be as great for Klal Yisrael. Pasuk goes on to say, after Sarah Imenu was niftarah, Vayokam Avraham Yal Pnei Meisai, Avraham Avinu got up from on the face of his dead, Vayidaber El Bnei Chais Lema. Shlomo of Olbazatzal is Shiurim on Chumash. He asks the question: why does the Torah have to say "Vayokam Avraham Yalpnei Meisei"? Like, on the face of the dead. It could have merely said, "Vayelech Avram al bnei Chais vayidaber elam leima." But what's the significance of Vayokam Avram al bnei Chais? He got up from on the face of the dead. So Shlomo Volbe is masber that the Torah is trying to stress over here. Avram Avinu was broken. Avram Avinu just lost his life's partner. Sari Imenu, she took part in most of his nisyanot. She helped him out. She was the Ezer Kinegli. She was the Akeres Abayah. She was the one that was Mekar of Noshim. And she cooked and she supervised the cooking to help Avram Avinu in his business of Kirin Rechaikim. So he should have been very broken right now and he shouldn't have been able to function. But that, the Torah tells us, Vayokam Avram Me'al Pnei Mesi. He picked himself up from on the face of the dead, and now he had to conduct business the way it had to be conducted. And you see from the way he handled with the Bnei Chais, he handled with tremendous equanimity, with tremendous seichel and yishuv hadas. The altar of Kelm explains that you see over here a moedik of pichas and a moedik of chokhmah on the part of Avraham Avinu. On the one hand, Avraham Avinu was ready with tremendous derech eretz to the Bnei Chais and to Ephraim. Because despite the fact that he was much greater than them, despite the fact that they all honored him, they called him the Seal of Kimatov and Sechenu, and not only that, but Ephraim was elevated that day to a higher position to be able to deal with Avraham L'Chvei Avraham. So Avraham Avinu was very high in their eyes. Avraham Pekin, Avraham Avinu was Mavakul himself to them, and he was Machmir himself. First of all, how do you see this? When Avram wanted to ask Ephraim for the Maris HaMachpelah, he didn't ask by himself. He said, "Upiguli to Ephraim, please go over to Ephraim and you ask Ephraim for me." Why did he do this? This was al derech eretz to Ephraim. If he were to approach Ephraim personally, and Ephraim didn't really want to sell the Maris HaMachpelah, it would put Ephraim in a very, very unpleasant position to say no to Avram. He was not even needed derech eretz. He sent somebody else over, please ask Ephraim for it, and then Ephraim could be much freer to say no. Second of all, when Ephraim said that yes, Avraham Avinu could bury her there, he got up and he bowed down to Ephraim, stretching himself out, the Pisha Jadayim V'Raglayim. He stretched himself out completely on the floor to the Bnei Chais. That was lowering himself, and that was showing total derech eretz to the Bnei Chais. Also, when he suggests the deal, he said, "The Yitan Lias Maris HaMachpelah B'Kesef Moli Yitanu." It should be for the full money. He was willing to give it. He was willing to pay full money. And even after he paid the money, B'Kesef Moli Yitanu, he's paying full money. He's paying a tremendous amount. It's estimated that in today's silver market, he must have paid over $7 million. Gave a tremendous amount of money to the Maris HaMachpelah, yet he uses the lashon, the kesef mala yitznedoli. I consider it as a matonet to me. So again, he's being noy, tremendous derech eretz, and expressing what a chesed it is. On the other hand, you see, he was noy with not just derech eretz to Ephraim. Ephraim tells him, eretz ha'abameis shekel kesef ben ir ben komai, take it for free. Yeah, this is Ephraim had a special kavana there. Because you get what you pay for. You want them to take it for free, so that eventually maybe he can back out on the deal. But Avraham Avinu was not makabel the suggestion. Here already he wasn't ready to derech eretz. He was not masking to bury her until he gave Ephraim the full money, and he did not listen to Ephraim. Why is that? Because a goy is masked on even less than a shavu pruta. And if the money would not be given, he would not be mocking it. And if he wouldn't be mocking it, that means that Avraham Avinu would be buried in a foreign Mara that doesn't belong to him. As I'll say, Gnayu Atzadik, we cover the Kevashayin Shalai. So what do you see from over here? There were certain things Avraham Avinu was knowing with tremendous derech eretz. In other things, he didn't listen. Ephraim says, you know, you can take it for free, eretz, Avraham Hashem, against him. What is it? It's nothing. And Avraham Avinu did not listen to it. You see from over here, or less, Zabdalta from Kelm. HaTorah Niknas Demi with Derech Eretz. The Torah's Niknas with a little bit of Derech Eretz, but sometimes don't overdo it. against the tenets of the Torah, you're not knowing Al Pi Derech Eretz. If Avraham Avinu saw that Al Pi, that Hagas HaTorah, he has to buy the Keva, so then he wasn't going with whatever it had said, and then there was only Mir Derech Eretz, but not complete Derech Eretz. The Pasuk goes right there. Satan Pasuk, the Avraham Zokein Bo Bayon. Avraham Avinu was really old, going on in days. Hashem Derech is Avraham Bakoil. Rashi brings down Bakoil, Oyla Begamatri of Beth. Bakoil is Begamatri of Beth, a son. Oh, now that he had a Bakoil, now that he had a son, now he has to worry about marrying him to a woman. So starts with the Kasha. First of all, we already know Avraham Avinu had a son. That was a whole to do. That the laser of Yitzchak, we knew that he had a Yitzchak. That's number one. Number two, why does the Torah tell us that he had a son with a gematria? Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil. Bakoil is the same gematria as Ben. Oh, he had a son. It's a very strange way of telling us that he had a son. Why say it in the way of a gematria when you can say it out in the open? So the Svarim say the Torah is that the Torah wants to stress to us how important this Shidduch was. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't just any son. Yitzchak Avinu was the future legacy of Klal Yisrael. He was the Bakoil of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu established the nation of Klal Yisrael, and he gave over all of his learning, and all of his principles, all of his ideals, he gave over to Yitzchak to carry Vaitik. So Yitzchak Avinu wasn't merely a son. Yitzchak Avinu was the Bakoil. He was everything. And that explains to us why Avraham Avinu was so mapping on the Shidduch. If Yitzchak was the future of Klal Yisrael at the time, then there had to be a Tepeda Gedolah with a Shvua, and with tremendous Siyat to the Shemaya, to be Zoyche. By Yishmael it says, by Yeshev the Midbar Parah, Yishmael lived in Midbar Parah, by Tikach lo ima Yisha meyeres Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu had no shaykhs to the Shidduch of Yishmael. But over here there was a Tepeda Gemur in this Shidduch. Why? Because this son was Bakov. Within him was included the whole Mitzvah of Avraham Avinu and more, because Yitzchak Avinu was Maitzev on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak was the Midas of the Avodah. He was Mekabel the Limudim from Avraham, and plus what he was Mechadish. And Knesset Yisrael and the entire world were totally in the Hatzlach of this Shidduch. That's why the Torah tells us, Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil Ben. This son was the everything of Avraham Avinu. Chazal tell us, Yofet Zichosim Shalabde Yofet Mitzir Rosim Shalbonim. The talk of Eliezer, Eben Avraham, is greater than the Torah of later on. Because by the Torah later on, we see that the Torah is very frugal with its words. And here, the Torah elaborates mamish on the whole conversation that Eliezer had with Avraham. Then it repeats the whole thing when Eliezer tells it over to Lavan and Besua. Abar Benel over here counts 10 differences between the way Avraham and Eliezer conversed to the way Eliezer said it over to others. 10 differences that Eliezer changed. There's other Mepharshim that find more differences. Let's list just a couple of the differences and see what is the reason that Eliezer, with his Chachmah, changed the nusuf of the conversation. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, Ki el arzi rel meiladati teilech. You should go to my land and my birthplace. But Eliezer, when he told over the story to Besuel, he said, El Beis Ovi Teilek, El Mishpachti. He changed the lashon. Avraham Avinu says, El Arzi Vel Meiladati. Eliezer says, El Beis Ovi Teilek Vel Mishpachti. Moses Kavona, he wanted to stress to Lavan and Besuel how much Avraham Avinu was master of the family, which he was. He picked his family over Eliezer. Eliezer decided the Rosh Yeshiva was not zeichet to the Shidduch, and they were. So Eliezer wanted to stress how much Avraham Avinu was ma'aseh them. So he used the lashon ki el mishpachti teilek, el beis avi teilek vel mishpachti. Avraham Avinu did not use that lashon. You see from Eliezer, he wanted to make the Shidduch more attractive to them, so he changed the lashon. Change number two. Avraham Avinu said, Hashem elokei hashamayim asher lekachani. Eliezer did not say that. Hashem Asher is halachti lefanav. Hashem that I walked before him. Why didn't Eliezer say the loss of Avram Asher Lekhani Mibes Avi, because that makes it sound like Avram was special and he was above them. He took me out of the house of my father. Mashmah that they were second-class citizens. So Eliezer did not want to give this impression. He changed it to Hashem Asher is Halakhti Lepanim. Avram Avinu said, be careful, do not bring my son there. Eliezer said, he didn't say that. He says, if the girl does not want to come here, you'll be clear of the shua. But he did not stress, don't bring my son there. Because he didn't want to be megala how much Avram Avinu refused to have Yitzchok live in their midst, and how he wanted the family, but he still felt that they were not on a high enough madrega. And Eliezer did not want to be megala this to them. Eliezer made a sin, and when he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoya ha-naira, the naira that will give me water and take water for the camels, Yitzchak, you have chosen her for your Ebi Yitzchak, U'bo'edan, through her I will know, ki osiso chesed imadeni. He mentions the word chesed by Hashem choosing out this woman, this girl rather, he's doing the chesed. But when Eliezer repeated the conversation with his tefila, he didn't say the word chesed. I saw Chiyach Hashem leven adeni, did not mention the word of chesed. He didn't want to make Avraham Avinu sound like a never case. Oh, he needs the chesed of Hashem to be able to be zeichet to the shiddah. Avraham Avinu and Isaac was much greater than them. So with all of the politeness, he didn't want to make it seem like Avraham Avinu needed the chesed of Hashem to have the shiddah done. Finally, another change that the Beit HaLevi points out. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, V'lakach te'isha livni li'yitzchak. But Eliezer, when he repeated it to Lavan and Besuel, he said, V'lakach te'isha livni. He didn't say livni li'yitzchak. Why the change? So the Beit HaLevi gives a marshal. There was a shotgun that led a shidduch to a gear. He has a boy. The son of a choshev is Talmud Chacham for his daughter. And the Gvir was Machshav Taira. Gvir, wanted the Yichud that his son should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. And then the Shatka says, he should know. It's not only the Shver that's great, but the son is also a big Talmud Chacham. The Gvir says, the son's also a Talmud Chacham. I know that's for me. That already is not for me. The COVID of his father being a Talmud Chacham does, yeah. But to actually have to deal with the Talmud Chacham himself, I'm not really a Talmud Chacham kind of shver, and my daughter's not a kind of a Rebbetzin. I don't know if this shit is for us. This is what Eliezer was afraid of. Avraham Avinu said, "But what kind of Yisro leave me for someone that's my son, Yitzchak, and someone that's Roy for Yitzchak?" He mentioned both. The shver's family is an elevated family, and Yitzchak's an Adam Gadol in his own right. And this woman has to be right side for the shver she's getting and side for the husband she's getting. But Eliezer was afraid if he would stress the godliness of the son, so his love and his soul are masking to a good yichus. But if he stressed the godliness of Yitzchak, they would say, our sister, our daughter is not the Rebbetzin type, and that's not really for us. And they would back off. That's why Eliezer only mentioned the godliness of me, the son of me, the greatness of the shver, but not the greatness of the Tzukavim. Now, Tamer should say, after Eliezer's tefillah, Rivka went to get water, she said, say, Azaini. That's it. That's a matter, she hurried. Now, Tamer kada al yoda, she put her pitcher on her hands, that's a skeyu. That's a chawa hashkosi, when she finished giving him drink. Then she said, that Tamer gamla gamalecha esha. I'll give to your camels as well. Adam Kilulishtek. So the Chofetz Chaim asks the question, why is it that when Eliezer davened to Hashem, he said a lashon, V'hoya ha-naira, that's going to say, take water, and she'll also offer my camels, she is the one. That's not what Rivka did. Rivka first said, Shesedek, Zehu, did not say a word about camels. After he finished drinking, she said, okay, now I'll get water for the camels. Why did she split it into two separate maimarim? She should have said it all in one. So the Chofetz Chaim, you see from over here, a hanhaga of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are not mekabel on themselves something which they don't know at the time they'll be able to fulfill. Rivka Imenu said only what at the time. coming for your camels also. This is the way of tzaddikim. They don't say more than they could do at the time. She said exactly what she could do, and not more. And this Rav Naftali Trump, that's how the Rosh Hashiva in Rav, he said, that's the meaning of tzaddikim, oimer ma'at, oisim hardeh. They're not mekabel on themselves more than they could do at the time. The fool doesn't think about what he's saying. He's mekabel on himself great things, he's not going to end up doing it. That's not the way tzaddikim work. Tzaddikim, they only say what they think they can do at the time. They finish that, they can do more, then they'll be mekabel more. But at the time, that's not what Rivki Menu did. She was mekabel only what she can do at the time. I once heard, if this is the case, when it comes to mitzvahs, that she wasn't willing to be mekabel a mitzvah of chesed more than what she could do at the time, then kal v'chomer ben b'nai shel kal v'chomer, this applies to gashmias also. A person should not take upon himself a burden of gashmias if he can't handle it right now. And that's really, people, unfortunately, their eyes see things. I have to have this, I have to have that. And then they use their credit card. And then l'achramaisim, when it comes time to pay the credit card, they're of gashmias. Why is that? They will mekabel on themselves more than they can chew, more than they can handle. The neighbor has it, the friend has it, he also has to have it. If by mitzvahs you see that tzaddikim are not mekabel on themselves more than they can handle, kal v'chomer ben b'nosheh kal v'chomer, in the lesser important things, in the gashmias, the kinyanim, be mekabel what you could do, and not more than that. What does the Yitzchak Yitzchak Rosuach Basod L'Fleish Erev? Yitzchak went out to daven in the field towards the evening. So it's a question. What is the connection between Yitzchak going out to daven and seeing the camels coming? Like it's Mashmid, there's a connection over here. And if Yitzchak went out to daven, what's it got to do with camels coming? And if the camel of Eliezer arrived, what's it got to do with Yitzchak davening? It's Mashmid from the Pasuk that these two things have a kesher between the two. So Chacham Sofer asks another question. Why is it that Eliezer on the way to Aram had teaches Haderech? And on the way back, it took a while to get back. Zotek Sam Sefer of Meirdik Yechidish. He says, hey, yes. Yitzchak Avinu went out to daven now for the Shidduch, the Hatzlach of his Eved, only now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Shidduch to be consummated until Yitzchak daven. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Misavel was Jiros Mishal Tzadikim. So Mimele, he made that Eliezer's camel should take their time. It's not time yet for the Shidduch to happen, because Yitzchak did not yet go after daven. But the moment Vayetze Yitzchak Rosuach Vasodeh, with nice Erev, and he finished davening, then all of a sudden Eliezer with the camels appeared. Now he's got to add the remaining pieces of Derek. It's no coincidence that when Yitzchak finished davening, that's when the camels appeared. Hashem B'davki delayed them until the tzivu of Yitzchak is Makoya, after Yitzchak is Mishpalel. Now he says, they know, only then did he see the Kamala. I want to finish off with a very nice word. It says, by Yosef Avram, Avram was nice to be added, by Yikach Isha Ushma Keturah. And he took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Rashi says, why is he called Keturah? Keturah, Zu, Hagar. Keturah is Hagar. Why is he called Keturah? Because her deeds were as beautiful, as pleasant as the Ketavis. Keturah. Her nice entertainment were as pleasant as the Ketavis. They saw a nice when the tzaddik Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Sfet was nifter. Tremendous ish kodesh. He's already elderly when he was nifter. So the chassidim decided that his mamal makar should be his son, the tzaddik Rabbi Avram. And he was, you know, he was a good mamal makar. But there were those who were hesitant. And they used the lashon, the face of the father was like the face of the son, but the face of the son is like the face of the levon. I mean, he's a great person, he's a tzaddik, but nowhere does he compare to his father. So one of these zikne hachasidim said the gemal the gemar. He says in the pasuk over here it says by Yosef Avram by Yikach Yishev Shmo Keturah. And Rashi says why is he called Keturah? Like the Keturah, she's known to myself like the Keturah. Spelled through the kasha. So why is this the first time that we hear that the Keturah expresses the pleasantness and the beauty of her ma'aseh? Why didn't the Keturah say this before in the beginning when Avram took Hagar l'chitzkilah? So he answered, Kozman Sori Nina was alive. And she was so bright in her mice and I'm sorry, Hogger's Meissen were not lifted. Only if the Sar Mimena was Niftara. She was no longer around anymore. So now, Hogger could show her actions in a true light, and now her actions were seen, and now the Torah describes she was Keturah, pleasant like the Torah. So this Chassid says it's the same thing. Kolman the Alter Rebbe was here, even though his son was a tzaddik, but in place of the light of the Alter Rebbe, the son's Meissen, the Avram's Meissen, were not so recognizable. But now that the Alter Rebbe was Nifter, he's not here, his light is not illuminating. So now you'll talk and see the Gevaldige Meissen of the son, how it's going to illuminate our lives. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.